Pride, welcome to a special Thanksgiving edition of the Free Stretch. I am Bobby Fenton, and if you thought we weren't going to be doing a show this week, if you thought, oh, it's the holidays, and it is the holidays now, the gateway has been opened. But if you thought, maybe they're going to skip one, you were wrong. And if you know me, if you go back to my old radio history here in Tampa Bay, you knew that I always prided myself, and I didn't always work on holidays, but there were times, especially when you're coming up through the business and you're trying to make a name for yourself and you just want to be the guy that's there ready to go if they need you. You know, a lot of times when the main hosts, you know, when I was just a weekend guy or whatever it was, or just an update guy, would be, oh, it's the holiday. Hey, I'll come in on 4th of July and bang out a show. I'll come in on Thanksgiving morning and knock one out before I go home and have dinner with everybody. I'll even do a show on Christmas if you want. It didn't matter to me. Because it's not work. Anytime, any place, anytime there's anything to say, and even a lot of times when there's not, we're going to be here. So, that's a regular radio show. This is a podcast. Podcasts are easy. You can do them anywhere. And I'm doing one from my house right now as we get ready to have, first of all, a turkey bowl, which I'm getting ready to go play in and dominate. And I will catch at least 3 touchdowns today in the neighborhood turkey bowl. After that, have some food, getting ready for the Thanksgiving Day slate of games, which by the time you listen to this may have happened, wherever you are. It's one of my favorite holidays, and I love it. And one of the reasons I love it, and one of the reasons it is one of my favorites, is because of all the holidays, it's the most synonymous with football, and I love football. Thanksgiving takes all the things I love and puts them all in one day. I love family and friends and getting together with all those people, and I'm very lucky that, you know, being born and raised in Tampa, I have all of my family here, so it's not like one of those once, twice a year things where I get to see everybody. I get to see people a lot, but it is one of the few days where everyone's there at once. You know, I might see my grandma over here one day, my aunt and uncle another. You know, they're all here, but having everybody in the same place is really fun, so you got that. Obviously, you've got food, which we all love, and I look forward to that a great deal. And you've got football all day today, college and pro. Oh, and the weather. Another thing I like is fall weather. Now, I love living in Florida. I love living in Tampa. I'm a tropical weather type guy. I don't need to be 90 degrees all year, though. I like a nice crisp 72 degree day every once in a while. Any more than, or any less than that, it starts getting a little chilly. But it's a beautiful gray, a little bit damp. I love it. Great football weather. And yet, we've also got our podcast, The Free Stretch, which is another thing I love, talking to you guys. So here's what I want to get to. I'm not going to do one quite as long today because I got to go get stretched out, you know, have my physio come in and give me some deep tissue stuff before we get ready for this turkey bowl game. But I do want to say a few things. First of all, Bucks-Dolphins. Nice win for the Bucks. Hats off to them. Every Buck fan I know was pretty much thinking they were going to blow that game in the second half, and they almost did, but they stood in there and got it done. Hats off to Ryan Fitzpatrick for going 2-0 now as a starter so far. And hats off to the Bucks for, if nothing else, just keeping things mildly interesting for the next little while. If you're an optimist like me, you always try to see the positive side of things, the bright side of things. Well, the Bucks probably aren't going to the playoffs, but you can pretend we're in the playoffs now because we're basically in a win-in-advance scenario. But instead of having to win 3 games or 4 games to win the Super Bowl, we just have to win 10. But it's the same thing. The Bucks right now control their own destiny. Every week that they win, they are one step closer to a Super Bowl championship. Think of it that way. Because if they went out and go 10-6, they'll be in, and then they can win from this. So that we have a playoff game this week against Atlanta, is how I look at it. But one thing I did want to address, and I've been tweeting about it a little bit. I talked about it on the show last week, more from the standpoint of just, you know, are you sold on Jameis or not, or where are you on Jameis? Some of you are not sold on him. Some of you are sold on him in the negative sense, where you've had your mind made up that he's not the guy, and others are fine with him. That was last week. This week, I'm not quite talking about that dynamic. What I'm talking about now is another dynamic, which I've been hearing, and it's amazing to me. I mean, we preach it all the time on this show. We preach. Don't be reactionary. don't let 1 week's results, don't let a small sample size swing you one way only to have it go completely the other way the next week if it doesn't go well. Don't be that guy. I mean, it's human nature. As a society, it's how we are. When something's going well, it's the greatest thing ever. And when it turns, it's garbage and we want nothing to do with it. I understand that. I mean, I'm guilty of it too sometimes. But listen, the amount of people I've heard, I mean, people coming up to me, people come to me, my friends, people I hang out with, say, hey, Bobby, so what do you think about Fitzpatrick? If he wins a couple more, you think we got a quarterback controversy? You think maybe, you know, what if they beat Atlanta? Then all of a sudden, then what? And I go, then what, what? And they're like, well, you know, then, you know, you think maybe there's, you know, a question about who the guy is? And I'm like, no, I think you're an idiot. I don't say this out loud. I don't say this out loud because sometimes in the past, I've been known to do this and I'm guilty of it and I'll admit to it. When somebody says something that I disagree with, I'm not as diplomatic as I should be. Sometimes I just come back at them too hard. And, you know, a lot of things are a matter of opinion. You're not just supposed to call people idiots just because they disagree with you. But sometimes people say things that I really, like if somebody says, oh, hey, I like the Bucks uniforms, I have to restrain myself from calling them an idiot. And I don't think you're an idiot. I know some of you out there might be listening saying, well, I like the uniform. I don't really think you're an idiot to your core. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying when people say things that are just like, whoa, I have to restrain myself sometimes. But I've had people I respect, people that are, I mean, not just Yahoos, people that are my friends, people that are, you know, professionals, lawyers, doctors, teachers, parents, trusted members of the community, with a straight face, ask me if Ryan Fitzpatrick wins again, if there's actually something to it. And I don't know what to say, really. I'm dumbfounded. Because I literally can't. If you don't like Jameis, you know, again, that's fine. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about, I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick is, first of all, you know, near retirement. This is nothing against him. He's near retirement. Second of all, in no way is he the future of the franchise. And third of all, I mean, we've already gotten to number three. I already feel like an idiot for even laying a case out. Like, do you watch the football games? I mean, like, do you watch them? And again, I am tipping my hat to Ryan Fitzpatrick. He has gone out and gotten it done 2 weeks in a row. But we've played two pretty poor opponents. Both of the games were not really great performances, and they got the win. And the line is fine. I mean, we talked about that. The line is fine. So when you win, you think things are better than when you don't win. Naturally. But when you look more closely, you know, the offense may have actually done better in games you didn't win than games you did. And Ryan Fitzpatrick has done a phenomenal job, but Jameis Winston has a hurt shoulder. When he does not have a hurt shoulder, then that'll be that. And I don't care how long it takes. Hey, I'm fine if Ryan Fitzpatrick starts the rest of the season. I said that a few weeks ago, too, when this injury first happened with Jameis. But the reason I'm okay with that is not because I think he might be the quote-unquote guy. It's because I just want Winston to take as much time as he needs until he's healthy. And if that means the rest of the season, I wouldn't care. It doesn't. I don't think it's going to be that long. But I wouldn't care if it did. So the overall point I'm trying to make here, I'm really, and I'm not going to get political today, but I'm just going to make an analogy. And if you don't like it, you can stop listening. But I'm going to make just an analogy that uses politics, okay? This past election with Trump and Hillary, I was wrong. I misestimated. I underestimated how much people didn't like Hillary Clinton. And I thought she was a shoo-in to win the election. And again, I'm not even trying to say you should have voted this or that. I'm just saying from an analysis standpoint, I really underestimated her lack of appeal. And that was one of the reasons why the election results were so surprising. Now with Jameis, I think I'm doing the same thing. I'm a Gator, okay? I'm inclined not to like Jameis Winston. That's before he even gets all the off-field stuff. But I'm really underestimating how little it takes for people to turn on him. Like, people don't want to like him. And when I talk to my friends and when I talk to all the people and I get emails from a lot of you and everything else, I'll tell you what, I am surprised at the amount of willingness people have to just completely push him aside into the dustbin and move on. I'm really surprised. It's the same as the election. I mean, it's the same thing. Like, I never in a million years, 1 year ago, I was like, yeah, I know Hillary may not be the most popular person, but come on, you know. But people really, really don't like her. And I don't see it. So, it, you know, I misunderestimate things, or I underestimate things, I should say. And same with Jameis Winston. Like, I was like, this seems like he checks all the boxes, off-field stuff notwithstanding, but as far as franchise core, and now he's played in his third season pretty okay. I mean, I know the team as a whole is not doing well, and that obviously comes back to the quarterback, but he's hardly been like a bad quarterback, never mind how young he is, which we talked about, how he is at the age now that Tom Brady was when Tom Brady had yet to start his first NFL game. But man, you people out, when I say you people, I don't mean everybody, but I mean a lot of you people out there just don't like him and don't want him to be the guy. And that's fine. You're entitled to that. I'm not trying to tell you. I'm just saying I'm surprised by it. Because I've watched this team since the early 1980s, since I was old enough to understand what I was looking at. I was born in 1980. My mom, pregnant with me, I was in utero, walked up the stairs of Tampa Stadium for the 79 game against the Chiefs to clinch a playoff berth in the pouring rain. And she did it again a couple weeks later for the Eagles game. And she did it again a week later for the NFC Championship game, all with little blastocyst Bobby Fenton in her belly. And I've been a Bucs fan ever since then, okay? Like, straight out of the womb. So I look back over the years of Bucs quarterbacking history, of the Bucs literally never having a franchise quarterback, like a face of the franchise, a guy you associate the team with, like, this guy is our guy. Even when they won the Super Bowl, Brad Johnson, he was only here a few years, came and did his thing, and that was it. The Bucs have never, and I still can't believe this stat, the Bucs have never had a quarterback play a second contract with this team, ever. Literally, every quarterback the Bucs have ever had has signed a contract to be on the team and then never signed another one. No Bucs quarterback has ever signed a second contract. That's amazing. Okay? So here we go. We finally suck in a year where there's two guys out there who could maybe be that guy, and we get one of them from a state school, checks all the boxes, height, weight, winning pedigree, you know, all the things, seems to have that charisma you look for. And I don't mean he's perfect, obviously. I mean, he's certainly got I'm talking about on the field now. He's not perfect. He's got quarterbacking issues. He's got issues with downfield accuracy, all that stuff. But, I mean, we finally have a guy who's, like, could be the guy. Like, this could be our guy for 10 years. We've never had that, ever. Even winning a Super Bowl, we never had that. And people don't care. The last screw day, he sucks. Get new guy. Let's move on. What new guy? Like, what do you people think is going to happen? I've said it before on this podcast. I'll continue to say it. This really needs to work, okay? You don't get chances like this very often. You don't just go suck again and drag. We're not the Colts. Oh, we have Peyton Manning. Now we have Andrew Luck. And they're messing that up. But the point is, like, this needs to work. Like, we need Jameis Winston to be the guy. For the next 10 years, that's what we need. We've never had a guy like Brady or Rodgers or Manning or even Russell Wilson or Favre or any of the number of, you know, quarterbacks that have gone back and been teams' quarterbacks for years and years and years, Roethlisberger. We've never had that guy. I thought, and I still think, Jameis Winston can be. But this fan base, I am completely underestimating how indifferent you are to that. Because I've got people coming up to me at my Sunday morning Frisbee game asking me if Ryan Fitzpatrick plays well today, is he going to be the quarterback from now on? And it's absolutely asinine to think that. I'm sorry. Now, again, if you
just think Winston's not the guy, that's one thing. But to actually propose Fitzpatrick over Winston, and again, I like Fitzpatrick. I mean, he's done well. This is not about him. I just, like I said, sometimes I got to throw my hands in the air. I used to think I was smart. This is what I've learned over the years. I used to think I was smart. And every time I'm really convinced of something, when I kind of think maybe something might happen, then it could happen. But if I'm like really convinced, like this is what's going to happen, I'm always wrong. Always, always. Whether it's gambling, you know, whenever I make that one, yeah, I make a lot of short, small bets just to have some fun with it. Every once in a while, I make that big bet. I think I'm like 2-7 in the big, like, you know, I'm going to put a lot of money on this one. I'm always wrong about those. Wrong about the election. Wrong about what people think of Jameis Winston, because I would have sworn we'd all be head over heel. And listen, I'm not even addressing the whole thing with the Uber driver that came out this week, because that is a whole thing. I don't know what happened. I'm tired of these stories coming out. If it's true, just like the other stuff, if it's true, and it might be, you know, then maybe we were wrong to draft him. But that's not even what these people coming to me are talking about. They're talking about from a football standpoint. They just don't, they don't want anything to do with him. And yeah, there's off-field elements to that, I know. I understand that. But you're either in or you're out. So if you want to start over again, then I don't know how many more years you're willing to watch what we've been watching. Or I shouldn't even say what we've been watching, because it would be even worse. But one of the few things we are lucky to have right now is a franchise quarterback. And I still believe that we do. And again, that's on the field. I don't know what's going to happen with the off-field stuff. I wish we didn't have to talk about it. And that's another thing I've grossly underestimated, is just how many people have done crappy things. And you can't get away from it lately. And hey, it's all, I've done things I'm not proud of too. I've never done anything that, like, if it came out would, like, be a threat to my reputation, I don't believe. But I've done, you know, things that I'm not proud of, and I know we all have. But man, like, it's just a lot of people lately who have really done some bad stuff, apparently. And that those things are always going on, and we just find out about them after the fact. They're going on right now as we speak in other places, and we don't know about them. Maybe we will one day. So anyway, it's Thanksgiving. I want to end on a positive note. I know it's corny, but let's take a deep breath here and think about the things we have to be thankful for, because yeah, all of us have different situations. I know a lot of you guys out there, you know, may have the world by the balls and everything's going great. Others may be going through some tough times, whatever it is. But what we've got, okay, is a chance every day to be positive. A chance every day to put a smile on our face and go out there and have a good day. And just win that day. And hey, listen, you know, on paper, I got a lot going on that's really good. You know, I got a great family, and decent health, all that stuff, you know, the basics, which you, a lot of people don't. Some of you out there might not have those things. And still, sometimes I find myself unhappy for whatever reason, and I have to stop myself. So, whatever you're going to do today or this week, you know, enjoy the simple things. I'm thankful for football. I'm thankful for sports. You know, looking back over the years when I was a kid and then into my teens and everything, I remember how seriously I took all this stuff, and I still take it seriously, but I thought the fate of the world depended on the outcome of these games. I didn't see it as entertainment. I saw it as like it actually mattered. Now I'm older, and it matters as far as, you know, I want the Bucks to win, but it doesn't matter who the Super Bowl champion ends up being this year. It matters that there will be a Super Bowl. You know, I think football and sports in general does a lot for people in the world, for the betterment of the world and for the betterment of those people. And I know now, you know, I'm old enough now, not naive anymore like I used to be. And even a team like the Browns, they're 0-10. You say, oh, they're not accomplishing anything. Well, the whole point is to play a season that people watch. All 32 teams, all 256 games, and all 11 playoff games. Having those is entertainment. And we go and we turn on the TV, people make money, whether by us paying for it or by watching the advertisers that pay to have themselves up there on the screen. That's why all this exists. It's entertainment to generate money. And it doesn't matter if the Bucks win or the Falcons win. It matters that they hold the football game so that the money can be made. I get that. But I'm thankful for it. And it starts in childhood, you know. It starts as a fan. It starts playing the games. And I started playing football in 8th grade. I still play football now at age 37. Dunedin Pirates, by the way. Hey, we had a preseason game December 16th. I know I'm rambling now. If you want to come out to Dunedin High School, we're actually going to play. We're going to play a team called the Lake County Storm from Leesburg in a preseason game. The regular season starts in January. And there's still time if you want to play in that game and on this team to do it. Go to DunedinPirates.com or email me, BobbyGameDay@Yahoo.com. But football has caught a lot of shit, excuse my language, in the past few years. All the CTE stuff, all the things like that. And a lot of it's deserved. A lot of it's stuff that has to be seriously considered. But I still believe in football. I always will. You know, steps definitely need to be taken. And some of the stuff the league is doing is window dressing. Some of it is legitimate. Yeah, it's all the way up and down through the ranks of youth sports. But I still believe in football. I still believe in the good it can do. I still believe in the good it did for me, and I'm thankful for that. You know, no sport strips you bare like football. You know, you can go, I've played other sports, and you can go play other sports and they're competitive, but no sport makes you confront things inside yourself like football does. Or, you know, rugby might be another one. You know, I'm sure MMA and boxing are like that too. But it's like my old coach, Dominic Sia, who's now the head coach at Berkeley Prep, but he coached a Jesuit in the 90s when I was there. He'd say, you know, sometimes he'd catch guys jerking around before the games. And I was always kind of the guy who liked to keep it loose. And, you know, he wanted everybody, you know, kind of not overly serious, but he didn't want a lot of messing around before games. He'd say, somebody is trying to hurt you tonight. Like, somebody is trying to legally hurt you. And you're laughing. He would say that. It's true. Like, you know, they're coming to hurt you. It's serious. Like, no other sport's like that. You can go play pickup basketball at the Y. It may not be the same level as the NBA. It's obviously not. But you're playing basketball. Like, you're playing basketball. You can go play softball in your local rec league. And that's not quite like baseball. But when you're standing out there in left field, I mean, you're playing. But you can't recreate football. You can't recreate it. Football, and anybody who's ever put on a helmet and shoulder pads at any level, even Pop Warner High School, knows this. There's nothing like it. Like, there's nothing like it. And as a spectator as well, I love all this. I mean, I'm a huge baseball fan, huge hockey fan, love golf, love horse racing, love all this stuff. But there's nothing like football. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the chance to do this podcast. I'll tell you what, when I was a kid out of college trying to get into radio, I thought the hardest thing would be getting into radio. Then I got to radio. And that was it. I was like, hey, I'm going to just go have a 40-year career doing radio, make a lot of money. Everybody's going to know my name, blah. And, you know, it doesn't work out. Radio's changed a lot, obviously, since I studied. You know, that was 15 years ago, and radio was already changing then. But it's not the same as it used to be. And the Joes come to me and say, hey, Bobby, you want to do a podcast? I didn't know if I'd ever talk into a microphone again. Or at least just without talking to myself. But to have the chance that those guys gave me on this website, joebucksfan.com, to put this thing up there. And all you all, I get emails from you guys, which I want to get to some emails. I think next show I'm going to do a little bit of an email show. And, you know, just Twitter, everything, hearing from you guys. It's been really cool. I'm thankful for that. So thanks to all of you. Whatever you're going to do today, just, again, take a deep breath. Look for reasons to be positive. There's always something. There's always something. There has to be. And go from there. In the meantime, I wish luck to the Bucks and Ryan Fitzpatrick. And if they win 55-0 this weekend, that'll be great. But it still won't change anything about the Bucks quarterback situation, which is still Jameis Winston or bust, which should be obvious. And in the meantime, stay safe. You know, whatever your assorted turkey bowls are, let's hope nobody pulls anything, sprains anything like that. If you do, ice up, get back healthy as soon as you can. Enjoy the food, enjoy the football, enjoy the family, and this weekend, hopefully we'll have a fun one. Hey, I didn't say anything about college football yet. I haven't done a lot of college football on this show, but I'll tell you what, Florida State, Florida, Saturday, I know it's not the big game this year. Both teams are sub 500 and all that stuff. USF, UCF, Black Friday afternoon is going to be great. Can't wait to watch that one. But Florida State, Florida is still special. And I'm still very excited about that too. There's a reason I can name every single score to the Florida State, Florida game from 1990 through 2009. I mean, I can just name them off the top of my head. Those games in the 90s were, I mean, talk about the fate of the world. I really did think the fate of the world depended on those games. And, you know, Florida's got other rivals, too. You got Georgia, Tennessee. Those are nice, okay? But Florida State, Florida is more personal than anything. Florida State, Florida is the one where your friends, your family, sometimes your spouse even, your neighbors, there's always people on both sides of it. I mean, Florida, Georgia is a big rivalry, and I don't like Georgia, but I don't know a lot of Georgia people. I don't have Georgia people next door. I don't have Georgia people in my family. I didn't date a Georgia girl, you know, in college. But, you know, there's Florida State, Florida intermixing all over the place. It's the neighborhood rivalry, and it's so personal. I mean, my family is a big Florida State family, even though I went to Florida. You know, and there's a million things like that. So I don't give a damn if they're 2-10 each coming into this game or whatever it is. It's very personal, and it's important, and it's special. Whenever that orange and blue and that garnet and gold mix out there on the field, you see those two uniforms out there together, it's a special thing, and I will be watching. I'm trying to go to the game at noon on Saturday. Obviously, tickets are not an issue, but, you know, some family logistics are. But I don't care what the records are. I love that game. That's my favorite game of the year, Florida State, Florida. And good luck to all you UCF and USF people as well, playing for the American East or South or whatever they call it. And for UCF especially, a chance to maybe, well, definitely go to a group of five, you know, get the BCS bowl a bit or the, you know, Power Six, whatever they call it now. But certainly, even if they're undefeated, I think UCF, you know, they won't get into the playoff, but Scott Frost ought to be out there yelling about it at least, you know, put pressure on people. So have fun with all that. It's one of the best weekends of the year, a four-day stretch. I will talk to you next week. I know I rambled a little bit today, but I tend to do that when I'm taking stock of things. Again, if you ever want to get a hold of me, BobbyGameDay@Yahoo.com is the email address. Twitter @BobbyGameDay. Happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. Have fun. That's the free stretch for Thanksgiving 2017. Let's go, Bucks.